Hi, everyone. It's Ben Cornell from ASU GSV here with EdTech Insiders. 5 good minutes, postcards from ASU GSV. Here with Vishal, who is the founder and CEO of Two Sigma. And I've known Vishal for quite some time when this was really just an idea. And now you're out with schools and learners teaching them computer science. Would love for you to tell a little bit for the audience, what do you do?
Ben, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to know you and really get inspiration in terms of what are some of the big problems we need to solve. So what I do at Two Sigma School is to bring personalized education in technology to students who are in high schools and above. At a time when computer science education is really important for every student, then computer science in the 21st century is what physics was in the 20th. And yet here we are, less than 9% of our students are graduating high school, learning computer science, having any understanding of how computers really work. Imagine the future, the careers and the future opportunities that will be open to these students.
Is it a lack of teachers, or is it a lack of interest, or what do you think is driving the lack of access to computer science education?
There are two main factors that I have found that is driving the lack of computer science education in the country. The first one is incentives, and generally for our schools, the core subjects do not include computer science. A school's performance and the scorecard that it is measured on is based on literacy in core subjects, and computer science just is not one of them. And as a result, the priorities from the schools are very different. The second one is, as you mentioned, is the lack of teachers. Any teacher who can teach advanced computer science to high schoolers has other options than teaching, just from a socioeconomic perspective. And that just creates challenges in hiring and retaining teachers.
My understanding at Two Sigma is you do live instruction. How do you source your computer science staff? And have you thought about this live versus asynchronous, which so many people are struggling with?
Absolutely. And technology enables people from all over the place to be able to connect with each other without necessarily being in the same location. So another way of saying this is education has become global rather than local. It always used to be that you were confined to the supply of teachers you could find within a 5 or 10 mile radius. But with distance learning and remote education, that is no longer the case. That by itself unlocks supply in ways that is just not possible in a traditional school. The other factor is that there are a lot of other people who are just not willing to do a full-time teacher job, but have a passion for teaching and have a background. And so bringing them in sort of like a marketplace model where if you wanted to teach, if you're passionate about teaching computer science and you just had 1 hour a day, we could tap in and bring you into the platform and connect you with students who could benefit from that, as opposed to, you know, recruiting you for a full-time teacher's position, which would be extremely hard.
So one trend that we've seen recently is, as you say, practitioners who in the past, if they wanted to give back to the community, may have written articles or written a book or shown up at a community college, are starting to teach online and be able to reach the entire world. I'd love to hear a little bit about when you talk to these teachers, what is their core motivation for wanting to teach alongside their full-time jobs?
It is really their desire to give back. The connection with students, the ability to make a difference in the lives of real people. It is really meaningful for many of these professionals to find the time to connect with students and make a real difference in their lives is really the key driver.
Yeah.
So here at ASU GSV, there's a lot about what's going on in education, but also the future. What gets you most excited as you walk around and as you think about also the work you're doing?
I think we are at a Promethean moment in education. It's like the perfect storm where that's been created by just access to technology, which was accelerated because of COVID. And it has also opened the minds and hearts of people in understanding what is really possible with technology. And I think that's what's most exciting. We're no longer bound by the traditional view of education. And, you know, technology has just enabled a lot of traditional thinkers and traditional educators in just seeing what is possible because they had to make that happen for themselves during the pandemic. And that has just opened up willingness.
Yeah, I love that answer. And I really agree. I think the expansion of the possibilities of what education could be have accelerated more in the last couple of years than I think we've seen in decades. And it is really exciting time. So the follow-up question is, what keeps you up at night? What is sort of the biggest challenge that you see when you look at the future of Two Sigma?
The biggest challenge for us is really realizing our North Star goal, and that is to provide a Two Sigma better quality education. And let me connect it back to our name. The Two Sigma name comes from this paper that was written in 84 by Benjamin Bloom that said people who get one-on-one tutoring perform two standard deviations better than students who learn in a conventional classroom. And that difference really means that these students are in the 98th percentile. So that's our North Star goal. That's our vision and aspiration. And so what keeps me up at night is that it's not a technology problem. We can't build the coolest tech to make it possible. It's a people problem. And technology is an enabler. And while we're making great strides in how we have trained our teachers, what curriculum we're using, flipped classrooms, active learning, mastery-based, we're using a lot of these time-tested learning science-based approaches. Yet there is a gap. There is a gap with the diversity of students, diversity of teachers. How do we get to that two sigma difference is still a challenge. It's not a solved problem yet.
Incredible. Thanks so much, Vishal. And just great to hear about where the Two Sigma comes from. I know so many of our listeners will resonate with that. Great to have you here, Vishal. Check out Two Sigma School. If you've got a high schooler and you want to have computer science at their high school, reach out to him. And thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Ben.